Good morning. It is 7:30 a.m. on Monday, August 19th, 2024, here on a partly cloudy morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's way too hot for me to be out here, but I'm out anyway. I'll try to find enough shade to survive. I'm sure I will. It's not like it's Death Valley. It's just uncomfortable. It was 70 already when I got up this morning at 5:15. And I had a feeling it was going to be really quite warm out here this morning. I did not wear my extra hoodie, so I'm shuffling pockets and trying to get everything stowed. Yeah. By the time I got done dubbing around, it was 6:30 before I managed to get my shoes on. So yeah, I figured it was going to be a little bit warm. It is. Temperature hasn't gone up that much in the last half hour, 45 minutes. It's just walking with it beating down on my back is makes it really obvious. I mean, most places below 2,000 feet elevation, there's a lot of air to temper, to heat up. The sun has to use a lot of its energy to heat the air to go through it, to heat the air on its way through it. Here, not so much. Not so much. So anyway, yeah, I missed the last couple of days. Saturday, because of baking, the bread was ready to go in the oven just about the time I was ready to go for the walk. So by the time I got done dubbing around with the oven, it was into the 80s already. So yeah, that didn't happen. And yesterday I overslept, which felt pretty good at the time, but it meant that would have been 8 or 9 before I managed to drag my ass out onto the sidewalk. And I said no. I said no early. In the shade, it's really quite pleasant. It's not oppressively warm. It's just when I get into the sun, that sun is just, it's like stepping under a broiler. Noisy morning this morning. I'm quite used to having some trouble in my life. And so when I have to take my hearing aids out and charge them up, it's really quite striking. It's really, no sir, don't like it. Luckily, it doesn't take much to give it a little goose in the middle of the day. So I'm in the final book of, no, it's not the final book. I'm in the sixth book of Rim Jumper. I don't know if I'm going to go beyond this or not. I burned through two box sets, or almost through the second box set. And my disdain for cliffhangers has had a jolt in the arm. For the last two or three books. If I didn't already own the next book, I probably would not have continued. And if this one ends in a cliffhanger, I probably won't continue. I've got a lot of other stuff to read. I've got samples stacked up. Not that much of it is space opera, a lot of it is fantasy or lit RPG or other stuff.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. With her little dog. A couple of the newer NPCs that I see because I walk later now. So I've been spending more time on social media. I've been spending more time on Mastodon. I've been spending more time fooling around with software. Probably unload some of these old websites. Put them into a static site builder because they are going to change, and if they do change, I can always make a new page if I need it. But it also scratches an itch. It's weird. Putting together a website, putting together a theme, putting together presentation mode, it's satisfying. I don't really want to play with WordPress. I've done WordPress themes before. They're okay. But the underlying engine is still one of the most available engines for potential bad actors to play with. So I've been working with Zola, trying to figure out, getzola.com, I think. Trying to figure out how to make it work. And I got Zola running, sort of. I've so far been unable to get it to recognize any theme, but that's probably just because I'm doing something wrong. I haven't figured out quite what yet. I'm not interested in the site builders that require me to store stuff on Git. It's sort of the point of self-hosting. I don't rely on some other third party beyond the hosting service. I may play with that a bit this morning too. I also might go visit Roger Mulligan this morning. I have a feeling I might like to check in with Roger and see how he's doing. That's about all I want to say about that at the moment. I did finish Person of Interest. I think I mentioned that before. I went for about a day before I decided I needed to find something else to watch while cooking dinner. And I settled on The Librarians. For no particular reason other than Noah Wiley is always interesting. I looked for series that the characters, the actors who played the various people in Person of Interest, see if I can find something else they'd done. Particularly Finch. Harold Finch. William Emerson? Am I remembering that correctly? I don't know if I am or not. I haven't looked very deeply or very long. I just sort of rough scan. IMDb would tell me what else he's done. But he was so much that character. That character of coming up on it, get ready to say it with me. Monk post. A combination of naivete and solid belief structure, even when it hurt him to hold those beliefs. For some reason resonated with me. I can't imagine why. Likewise, John Rhys was an interesting character. The mercenary with a heart of gold. Amy Acker as Root. She's been in a few things. Interesting character. It was one of those character arcs that made me go, That was pretty well done. And her voice will forever be associated with a Person of Interest. particularly that last season, it was kind of a gut punch. I knew it was ending. Good morning. Apparently they did too. 5 seasons. It tied up nicely. Every once in a while, I hear it. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I won't be able to be on a Zoom call ever again and not think of person of interest, not think of the machine. So, Fallout 4, I played yesterday for the first extended session in rather a long time. 4 or 5 days, looking at the log. I've been keeping a log day to day because Fallout 4 makes it easy to do. And I record the start file daytime and day and time. So I think I'm up to day 12. And I should have put the calendar date in there as well, but I didn't. So it was interesting to watch how much time I was spending playing. The last 2 weeks stat shows up on my Steam dashboard under the right set of circumstances. And for a while, it was over 100 hours every 2 weeks, so more than 50 hours a week. It was 1 week was 167. Which seems almost incomprehensible. Because that's 16 hours a day for 2 weeks. Including the weekends. And the only thing I could think is that I must have left it logged in or something. I must have left the login screen up. Started the game and then not clicked through into it or something, because that seems like an incredible amount of time for me to have spent there. I didn't think I had that kind of time. Good morning. The last number I saw yesterday, because I haven't looked yet today, was like 57 hours in the last 2 weeks. That's, you know, 25 hours a week. That's a pastime. It's not consuming my life. It's just a pastime. Tried to bid on a bunch of pens over the weekend and lost all the bids, but I wasn't willing to go very high, even though some of them were rather desirable. It was like, somebody else recognizes this as being a desirable pen and is willing to have expend their deeper pockets. I still have so many pens I haven't even tried yet. Got a lot of four Lingmo Lorelei's. I've inked one of them. It's really a nice little pen. It's a Chinese metal pen. I think I've talked about it before. It's stiff. It's not very satisfying to write with. Not the way that the Esterbrook J and even the Waterman. I got the Waterman CC running with a mini cartridge. I want to say Mont Blanc, but I'm not sure if it's Mont Blanc or Monteverdi. That's a mini converter that I managed to get to fit into my an old Waterman's cartridge converter pen. Waterman is really nice. Esterbrook is really nice. Schaefer's not bad. The cross pen, the cross Bailey Light, has still got ink in it. I'm gonna run that one out. But I've got to put a couple of new pens in rotation because the Waterman's is almost out. I thought it was gonna run out in the middle of my journal entry yesterday. And the Lingmo is pretty much out too. So that takes me down to one pen inked. And I have so many I want to try, so we'll give that a shot. There's a bunch of Esterbrooks coming up, but none of them have been restored. They're all original Esterbrooks, which means they're all probably needing a bladder, an ink sack. I did manage to get one of my Esterbrooks apart, and the ink sac is definitely dead in it. It rinsed out in little pieces when I rinsed it. Now, that's interesting. What is this car doing in front of my yard? Oh, it's still recording. Interesting, I wonder if it recorded the phone call. It at least recorded me. Of course it did, because it's not connected to the phone that I was talking on. I'll probably cut that out. But yeah, they're here to put in my awnings. So I'll sign up here. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.